For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. This week in Kentucky politics, lawmakers retreated behind closed doors to begin hammering out a compromise state budget. A bill that would shield personal cell phones and computers from records requests drew fire from open government advocates. And a common type of abortion would be banned under a bill nearing final passage in the legislature. Capitol reporter Ryland Barton has this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
The only thing lawmakers are required by law to do during this year's legislative session is pass a balanced budget detailing how the state will spend money over the next 2 years. And for the first time in state history, Republicans will be driving the budget bus. They've never had control of both chambers of the legislature at the same time during a budget year. Plus, Republican Governor Matt Bevin will have the authority to sign off on whatever they pass. Here's Republican Senate floor leader Damon Thayer.
I hope it means that we get a more conservative spending plan that recognizes our needs and not necessarily our wants in this current environment.
But that doesn't mean that all Republicans agree on what the budget should look like. The House voted to raise about $500 million by increasing taxes on cigarettes and creating a new tax on opioid pain pills. That helped them scale back some of the cuts Governor Bevin had proposed making to higher education and K-12 transportation funds. But the Senate has been opposed to raising taxes at all. They kept Bevin's 6.25% cuts to higher education and most of state government. During the initial budget negotiations on Friday, House Budget Chair Steve Rudy said that before moving forward, lawmakers would need to come to an agreement on the revenue measure called House Bill 366.
We'll need to figure out today, in a pretty quick time, if we're going to be able to do anything with 366, which will predicate a lot of these discussions.
The House and Senate also fund the state's ailing pension systems differently. The Senate would send about $1 billion less to the teacher pension system, saying the money should be put toward the even worse funded retirement systems for state employees and state police. That's raised concerns for some that the teacher pension fund would have a cash flow problem under the Senate's version of the budget. Senate President Robert Stivers downplayed the disparity.
It's just a different methodology of stabilizing a very weak pension system that is weak overall.
Lawmakers only have 4 more work days scheduled in this year's legislative session, and as usual, there's a whole lot of activity right before the deadline. One proposal that popped up out of nowhere was a measure to shield government officials' private cell phones and computers from open records requests. The language was attached to an unrelated bill that had already advanced through much of the legislature. Reporters asked questions about the bill after it was posted for a vote in the state Senate, but later in the day, Republican leaders shelved it. Senate floor leader Thayer said he had been ambushed by reporters.
I will protect, if it's the last thing I do here, the right for private citizens to be able to communicate on this phone without being subject to open records request.
A bill that would ban a common abortion procedure after the 11th week of pregnancy is on the verge of becoming law after a couple quick votes in the state Senate on Thursday. Similar measures have been challenged in other states. Critics of the Kentucky bill said it would cost the state millions to defend it. Senate Judiciary Chair Whitney Westerfield said the cost would be worth it.
If the whole argument for not passing legislation like this on any level is that the Constitution already prohibits it, do you want to name that or go through a list of all the different watershed moments there have been in the change of law over the history of this country that wouldn't have happened if that was the philosophy we used?
Lawmakers have 2 more working days before Governor Matt Bevin's 2-week veto period. After that point, they'll have 2 more days to override any of Bevin's vetoes or pass any more bills. The hard deadline of the session is Friday, April 13th. That's your distilled rundown of the news out of Frankfort this week. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Ryland Barton.